This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Pandemic.news update right after Trump's address to the nation on the evening of March 11. This is the day that earlier in the day, the WHO finally admitted it's a pandemic. And Tom Hanks got infected and was confirmed. And the NBA canceled the entire basketball season, at least for now. And there's some good news. Trump has now begun to take the first steps. He hasn't gone all the way in yet, but the first steps of taking this thing seriously. So Trump has changed the trajectory as of tonight, and I'm going to update my models. And with all of the closures that are happening, we're starting to get significant social distancing factors that need to be calculated into the projections. What it means is because Trump has now banned all air traffic from Europe, but not the UK, so the rest of Europe, for the next 30 days, beginning Friday night. So that's gone into place. This is going to reduce the rate of new infections coming into the United States through air traffic from Italy, France, Germany, Spain, and other countries that have significant infections right now. There are quite a few, but those are the major ones, with Italy being arguably the most prolific state of infections right now. So you'll recall a couple of weeks ago when I said, hey, if we don't do anything to stop this trajectory, we will have 2.1 million dead Americans by July 4th. So that number is now obsolete because now Trump has begun to change the trajectory. And we're starting to see nationwide many, many cancellations of public events, not just the NBA canceling basketball games, but the Houston Rodeo was canceled, South by Southwest was canceled in Austin. There are cancellations all over the state of Washington and the state of Colorado and California, New York, Massachusetts, you know, New Jersey. It just goes on. So we're starting to introduce, I think, very significant social distancing factors, which will reduce substantially the number of Americans who are infected and killed by this pandemic. So this is good news. This is the first piece of good news that we've seen yet, and it shows that the president is no longer in a state of denial. That's very important because until this talk by the president, he was really in a state of denial. And so was Rush Limbaugh and others. Kind of interested. I wonder if Rush Limbaugh will now criticize the president for cutting off flights from Europe, or if Rush is coming around and will realize this is not the flu. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. But conservatives who've been following Trump, most of them have been convinced that this entire thing is just a left-wing media hoax. They don't think it's any big deal. I think that that will begin to change now because of Trump admitting that it's a, quote, horrible disease, I think he said, horrible outbreak, horrible disease, something like that. And Trump, of course, he's still saying that America can handle it and America is well-prepared and things like that, as you would expect, but he's beginning to take action. Now, it's not nearly enough action, but it's a start. So what else does Trump need to do right now? Well, I interviewed Stuart Rhodes earlier today on the Alex Jones show. I hosted the third and fourth hours there. And it's interesting because it's maybe Trump's people were watching the show or something, or we were thinking the same thoughts, because Stuart and I on the show many hours ago were saying Trump has got to ban international flights, and that Trump has got to deploy the military to shut down the border with Mexico. So the next thing that Trump really could do or should do, we would argue, is deploy the military to the U.S.-Mexico border and shut that border down. That border, I'm talking about the illegal traffic across that border. And maybe Stuart was talking about legal traffic too. I'm actually not sure, but in my mind, for sure the illegal traffic, because those people aren't even scanned. There's no health screening, nothing. That's got to get shut down for lots of reasons, the coronavirus being just one of them. So let's deploy the military to the border, President Trump. You know, he started this. Let's go. Get this ball rolling. The next thing Trump needs to do, and this was suggested by Stuart Rhodes today from Oath Keepers, is that Trump needs to deploy the U.S. military nationwide in a support role to set up hospitals, testing centers, clinics, and healthcare support for the U.S. hospitals and, you know, local and regional hospitals that are very likely to be overrun at some point, especially in certain areas like near Seattle and Northern California, New York, and so on, Boston, you know, those areas that have the biggest outbreaks, Atlanta. So I even asked Stuart on the show, I said, isn't that getting into a gray area where those troops could turn on us or something? I don't know, be turned into an actual martial law, military rule scenario. And he said, yeah, that's possible. But, you know, it's American troops in America. Their orders would be to help get people tested. So, okay, I get it. We do need testing. So the next thing Trump needs to do is have testing sufficiently expanded nationwide. I mean, it's got to be, we got to go full South Korea on this. South Korea has done hundreds of thousands of tests. You can't stop this virus if you aren't testing for it. And so far, we've had very little testing. You know, the phrase, don't test, don't tell. And, you know, I actually coined that phrase in a podcast back in February. And it really describes what's been happening in America is no testing and no talking about the no testing. Well, that's got to change. So Trump needs to, I believe, order the military to get involved because the CDC is freaking clueless on this. Or maybe, as I've said, intentionally sabotaging the Trump administration. So Trump needs to bypass the CDC, and he can do that. He could fire the director of the CDC, Redfield, I think is his name. And he could also just deploy the Pentagon. Say, hey, look, we have a national emergency. He can declare it. And he can say the Pentagon's going to roll out hospitals and testing centers nationwide. And wherever we have to have quarantines, the military is going to help deliver food and medicine and maintain some, you know, law and order in the streets. I don't know. Now, I would typically start to call that martial law. But Stuart Rhodes, he chided me for that. He said it's not martial law unless the entire local government is replaced by a military commander. Then it's martial law. I said, okay, all right, well, I understand. But it starts to feel a lot like martial law. That's all I'm saying. It's like when the military is running the streets here, I would call that martial law. But technically, Stuart Rhodes is a constitutional scholar. He actually knows the terms and the rules better than I do. So I'll defer to him on that. He's more of an expert in that area. Nevertheless, it's going to be a lockdown. Okay, yeah, call it what you want. Containment zone, quarantine zone, mandatory lockdown, whatever. The role of the military will be to help support that so that society doesn't totally collapse as people are locked in their homes for whatever, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, as necessary in certain regions or perhaps in many, many states, perhaps, possibly, depending on where this thing goes. But the good news here is Trump has changed the trajectory of the virus as of today. So now I'm going to go back to my spreadsheet. I'm going to plug in a new social distancing suppression factor. And we're going to get some new numbers. By making this decision today, combined with the cancellation of many public events that's happening based on governors of various states like Washington and so on, and also some mayors like the mayor of Houston canceling the rodeo there, things like that, I would suggest we may be at about a 30% suppression rate right now. That's just an estimate. You could argue that it's, oh, maybe it's 35%, maybe it's 40, maybe it's only 20, but I'm going to go with 30. And then I'm going to see where that puts our calculations at where we are in July. Now, it's very difficult to do exponential math in your head, which is why I have a spreadsheet that runs it. But I'm guessing, even before I do this, I'm guessing that by raising the suppression factor to 30%, I'm guessing that the number of projected deaths in the United States by July 4th will fall substantially below 1 million, might only be 100,000. It's going to be between 100,000 and a million, is my guess. And I'll release the new spreadsheet so you can see that. And this is only the beginning. So if Trump does more things, such as banning domestic commercial air flights, for example, then that suppression factor might go to 50%. And we know at 50%, guess what? The number of deaths by July 4th falls to 1,300. So in other words, instead of having 2.1 million Americans dead, we can have only 1,300 Americans dead simply by achieving a 50% social distancing suppression factor. which is achieved by blocking flights, protecting the border, and quarantining people who are infected. But you can only determine that by having widespread testing. So, in other words, Trump is now on a new track that could save millions of lives. So I now have a little bit of renewed hope right now that this isn't the end of the Trump administration. If Trump is waking up now, which I gotta believe is due to the efforts of people like Alex Jones and myself and others who have been screaming about this, and Stuart Rhodes and others, we had to have had an influence on Trump with this, that Trump can save his presidency. He can perhaps save America from this pandemic, at least minimize the number of infections and deaths so that we only have a few thousand dead instead of a few million. And that's huge, obviously. That's a very big deal. And then Trump will go on to win the election, and we won't get Joe Biden, the Alzheimer's patient, in the White House. So for the first time since this whole thing began, I now have some good things to say about the way Trump is beginning to handle this. And that is very relieving. In fact, the situation is becoming urgent and rather critical here. So, in fact, a few hours ago, I'd recorded another podcast where I predicted that this would be the end of Trump if he didn't start to do something within just a few days. But he's done it today. He's already begun. So I'm going to have to go back and now alter my projections, right? As I described here, we are now looking at a much better scenario. But the funny thing is that if Trump succeeds in these efforts and we have the social isolation and whatever quarantines are necessary, then there will only be a few thousand deaths. And at the end of all this, people will say that the whole thing was a hoax. See, almost nobody died. So in other words, if we succeed in halting millions of deaths, we will be called hoaxers for actually saving millions of lives, which is what Trump has begun to do. So in other words, the more successful Trump is at stopping this, the more he will be blamed for being too aggressive since nothing bad happened. Well, the only reason that nothing bad is going to happen is because we're taking these actions. The isolation, the travel bans, the border blockages, the quarantines, whatever. That's what stops the death. So I guess, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't in this. But the bottom line is we can save America. And Trump has started to take a leadership position to get that done. So I guess all hope is not lost yet. We may yet get through this with our economy intact, although, you know, ruffled and battered by the economic implications. But in the end, Trump could still win the November election if he stays on this track here and increases his actions to protect America from this, what he calls, horrible disease. So this is a good day. This is exactly what we needed to see. And it was getting quite desperate that we needed to see this. So have some faith, folks. I've been very pessimistic. I've been very critical of the president, but today I have something nice to say, and I just laid it out for you. So this is Mike Adams, of course. Pandemic.news is the website. We want Trump to succeed. We want America to succeed. We want to save millions of lives and prevent millions of deaths. Now we're finally beginning to get on that track. So thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.